From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The cleanup has begun after a powerful hurricane ripped through the southeastern American state of Florida Sunday. Heavy rains produced dangerous storm surges that may cause coastal flooding. The National Hurricane Center warned that swells generated by the storm along the southeastern U.S. coast could still cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions, with the deepest waters occurring in areas with high onshore winds accompanied by destructive waves. The U.N. Security Council is set to vote late Monday on a new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to the rogue nation's continuing nuclear program and missile tests. The draft resolution is considerably watered down from what the United States put forward a week ago. It follows intense negotiations with Russia and China, both of which have veto powers in the Council. The draft removes an oil embargo against North Korea that the United States was seeking and replaces it with a cap at current levels of crude oil exports to North Korea. China has been very reluctant to take any actions against, that might potentially collapse North Korea's economy. The text also drops calls to sanction North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. A suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed car into a NATO military convoy, wounding a small number of foreign troops and Afghan civilians Monday near the U.S.-run Bagram military air base in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. Pope Francis